Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Table Manners, or hello new listener. This is our podcast about food and family, and I'm sat here with my co-host and extraordinary hostess with the mostess. She's giving me the weirdest face. This is my mother, Lenny. Say hi.
Hi.
Oh, now we're cooking. Series two, Mum, and you've got a little sass.
Hi.
So tonight we have...
A vegan.
We have, I think, a new vegan.
Is she a new vegan?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, it's really tough cooking for vegans.
Yeah.
We got away with it with Annie Mac with the brunch. I think brunch is much easier with vegans. It's not going to be the sexiest dish, but it's hearty, it's really cold outside, and I've been given the task of this because Mum just couldn't be asked, could you, Mum?
Don't have any trouble with vegans, darling.
However, you will like this person.
Yeah, I know I will.
She's always been really good to me.
Yeah. I think she's gorgeous, vivacious, glamorous, great singer. Loved her voice from the very beginning.
You have her first album.
Because I heard it on Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Good old Radio 2.
Yeah.
Gotta love them.
No, but I loved it. New York.
Yeah, she's great. She's a very strong woman in music who has a strong opinion, which I love. It's rather fearless and bright and political. And I was her support act at Somerset House, and no bugger wanted me to support them. And she kindly let me fill a slot, and I will never forget that. That was really kind of her. She's always been really supportive to my music, and we became mums around the same time. So whilst we were pregnant, I think lent her my spiritual midwifery book, a hippie book about home births and breathing a baby out. Neither of us breathed that baby out, I think we can both confirm, and maybe I'll be in trouble with her later when we maybe compare birth stories. Maybe she won't talk about it. I definitely sent her to my Ayurvedic guru. Her name is Paloma Faith, and we can't wait to have her on Table Manners.
Say Faith again.
Faith.
Oh. You don't say Faith.
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 Sorry, Faith.
All right, South London.
Sorry. Paloma Faith. On the menu tonight, I have gone with something that actually does work, and my brother and sister really like it. My sister did say that she was slightly disappointed in my choice because she said it wasn't exciting enough. However, I think it's really delicious. It's pouilly lentil bolognese. So it's pouilly lentils you soak, or you can just get those Merchant Gourmet ones, which are great. It's just basically like the base of a meat bolognese, but you add pouilly lentils instead, and then I've added a chili, a medjool date,
and you can't a couple put of a beef stock dates. Cube in that no. has, but it has no beef in it. You know it doesn't. It's just glucose.
Oh yeah,
whatever.
Vegan beef stock cubes, Mum. I've heard of them.
No, darling, it's those beef stock cubes have not got beef in, not real beef.
Who's that woman that got sued?
Oh no, the poor woman
for the chicken stock.
Yeah, she put stuff in the poor vegan.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
People.
I'm not doing that to Paloma.
They closed the restaurant.
Well, there you go. I'm not closing our podcast down for that. So. Pouilly lentils, and I've added sun-dried tomatoes to kind of give a bit more depth, and some garlic and mushrooms, because I feel like mushrooms are the meat of the vegetable world. and you zhuzh up a bit of it, so it kind of feels
you
like
you can do cauliflower steaks now. Marks and Spencer sell them for vegans.
Thanks for telling me now.
Yep.
But yeah, so it's actually really tasty and kind of lighter. And yeah, poor Cal's having it with a courgette.
That's
and amazing. Then I tried a pudding this, like, you really fucking left me with this one.
Excuse me, 2 days running.
Mum.
I've been cooking.
I reel them in.
Okay, darling.
And then you deliver.
I had to go to the osteopath today because he said I've strained my back from leaning over the stones. Honestly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's been a tough week in the kitchen. However, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have much time for vegan desserts. They fucking piss me off.
You could have got that.
I got young Thai raw coconut meat flesh. I was going to do some like chocolate coconut, young coconut.
Couldn't you have given her fruit salad?
I was trying to make it a bit more exciting because I was trying to, you know, follow the footsteps.
And what's happened now?
Well, I tried it.
You needed
but
Alex
I don't
here.
Have a proper blender. So it was just like this cacao piece of shit.
Jessie, please.
Something and it's not being
this
used.
Doesn't
so that's,
sound attractive.
That's being given to the husband. He was quite happy. Actually, no, I'm happy. This is one that my husband and I have done for ages when we've like dabbled in veganism. Medjool dates filled with almond butter or peanut butter. We've done two different ones. Mum is pulling her face. You're going to try it and you're going to be surprised. I sprinkled a little bit of sea salt on it and you shove them in the freezer.
And?
They're like frozen Mars bars. They're like Mars bar ice cream.
I do not believe you.
Try one, Mum. They're okay. Really good.
Are you going to give her one?
That's what she's getting.
Hope she comes soon. Because I want to watch the second part of Silent Witness.
Paloma Faith, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You've brought
a
wine,
posh bottle of wine.
Some Ferrero Rocher.
And Turkish cake.
Yeah, thank you so much. You're an excellent guest already.
I just want to ask, because I'm a bit competitive, did other people bring things?
No. Tell you who bought. Sandy Toksvig bought me chocolates.
And nobody else bought anything. No. Ungrateful sons of bitches.
I know. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Why aren't boys raised properly that they don't bring things?
It's true, the girls.
Boys, no, this is what my husband does. When he goes to a friend's, we go to a friend's place for dinner, Sam brings 4 beers for himself. Like he's still at a house party and he's 16. It's so rude.
Why does he do that?
Because he's a prick.
I'm lucky mine always brings something more than me, almost.
Your other half.
Yeah, he'll be like, what can we take? What can we take?
Oh, I love him.
And then
nice.
He's like, I've got to go to the shop. I'd rather be late than go empty-handed.
Oh, he sounds great. We should have had him too.
Yeah. Someone had to babysit.
But, well, no, thank you for doing it. I know it's tough when you, I don't know, it's childcare. It's the worst. And being a pop star on childcare is really interesting, isn't it?
Well, it's like everyone wants you to set your hours, but we live in an industry where the hours aren't set. So they're all just like really they're just like don't bend at all. Mine's angry at me if I'm 5 minutes late.
What, your
nanny?
Oh, your nanny. All right.
It'd be like, but I'm like, well, they, you know, it took 5 minutes extra because, you know, some other pop star sound checked for too long or something.
I know.
No, what,
I feel like I'm constantly saying sorry to my daughter, to the people that look after my children.
But what you do is you say, like, she'll say, can you do this, Mum, on this day? And I say, yeah, of course I can. So I alter everyone around.
And then she changes it.
And she
no,
says,
I don't change it. She says, the motherfucker does.
But then Alex, because Alex, my son, her brother is helping, and he's a doctor. And
she
he's
slipped that in.
Sorry,
Jewish
just wanted
had
you
had
to know.
In.
Yeah, you've got some really high-achieving children.
Yeah. And so he's wanting to help Jesse because he's having this year out, and he's locuming. And then Jesse says, oh, I don't need you now. And he's not taken work on or he's done work. And anyway, it's really hard.
Can we just go back to basically, Paloma, Paloma, you did say you were vegan. You did kindly say, but if your mum needs to give me chicken or fish, I will. But I felt like I had to honour the veganism that you said.
No, but I'm not a vegan. I'm just on a diet.
Aren't
I
we
knew
all,
that.
Babe? Aren't
I
we
just
all?
I just felt like it was the quickest because all the vegans I know are really skinny.
Oh, thin. I know. But you're thin.
I am quite thin, but I've got about a few pounds left to go before I'm back to what I was. Post baby.
Keep the reserves just in case you get sick.
I did the same thing with veganism where Sam had watched lots of those What the Health documentaries. He was like, babe, we've got to like change the world. And I was like, will I lose lots of... Cool, I'm down, babe. And instead I just like ate loads because I was like, oh, must like eat a vegan treat because it's actually so...
Vegan.
Vegan.
It's guilt-free.
Yeah.
But it's not, is it?
No. But anyway, so, well, apologies. We could have had a meat feast.
Yeah. We could have had a burger and chips.
Yeah,
actually.
I probably would have been like, oh, I've got no excuse. Oh, I have to eat it and been
damn,
secretly
I should have
really
read
happy.
Between the lines.
Order in, Jess.
I could order in.
if you want.
But yeah, I'm really sorry. I apologise. You've got pui lentil bolognese.
With courgettes.
Nice. It actually is quite nice and it tastes nearly like meat. Mum told me to put a beef stock in it. I didn't because I was trying to, you know, be kind
to you. It's not moral.
You're not doing it on moral grounds.
It's totally self-absorbed.
well, you can have some parmesan then.
Yeah.
Why yeah.
I've got you courgette. Your amazing. Lucky thing.
You don't need to...
Or you can have wholemeal pasta.
It's just I've got body dysmorphia.
But darling, you look gorgeous. Thank Honestly, you. you wore something shiny on Graham Norton.
Yeah.
But you can't wear shiny if you're fat.
My mum hates me having this conversation.
Why?
She's going to kill me if she's listening. Because she said there's nothing worse than a thin person saying they're fat. It's the most annoying thing ever.
But you've got a beautiful body. You look gorgeous.
It's fine,
yeah,
you
fuck
can
off,
say
Well, I mean, look, like, so I don't know if you know much about this podcast, but it revolves around food. We love food.
Yeah, me too.
We love
that's
it so
the problem.
Much. I'm so, yeah, that's the problem. I know. I feel very sorry that it's kind of a diet
No, but
like
I'm sure it's
going to
be amazing.
No, it's a good one.
So when you go on tour, what will you feed, and if you take your baby with, what would you feed the baby?
Well, the child, the kid is eating pretty much everything now.
But
so
if you're on tour, how will you...
Well, there's catering.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that I'm going to give them two cookbooks. One is my favourite baby cookbook called...
Annabelle Carmel?
No.
Oh.
Baby-led
weaning
feeding cookbook, which is great because it's got loads of recipes you can eat in it as well. Mm. And... the other one is, for me, called Doctor's Kitchen. Have you heard about this?
No.
One? It is
Were
so
you cooking
amazing.
Something from it the other
yeah.
day?
Yeah, it's this GP from the NHS, and I know we're all big fans of.
Mm. Yeah.
And he believes that, like, the weight and the pressure on the NHS would be alleviated quite a lot if people ate better. Mm. And he's done the cookbook to sort of teach you how to
how
do
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. We've got to buy it.
He's brilliant. And you should talk about him. And
we should get him
on. So, yeah, he sort of writes about his research. He writes about all the diets, all the healthy eating methods and everything and all his research and what he thinks about them all. And then he sort of breaks it down as, like, the best way to kind of live really is plant-based majority, which is kind of like he talks about
Mum,
it as like
hear your phone sorry, going oh she's ordering
kitchen.
It on Amazon
Doctor's Kitchen and he sort of talks about it being like a caveman yeah
he's
the top
fit as
one
well.
He's really attractive.
Rupi no, I meant Uija.
He's quite he's really attractive also but he basically says, like, we should live like we did in, like, caveman times, which is basically plant-based
hunter-gatherer
everything.
Kind of, right, okay.
And then once a week you have protein from an animal because you wouldn't, like, hunt every single day.
Mm.
You'd probably, like, he says once or twice a week have fish or chicken or something. Mm. And then the rest of the time you have to sort of just live off the land.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, but I'm not growing it in my garden. I'm buying it in Sainsbury's.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
But yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. So I will eat like fish and chicken maybe once or twice a week. And since I've been doing it, I know this is really crass, but my bowel movements.
Oh, I love talking about bowel movements. Like, it's my favourite
so
thing.
So much. And they say that the health is in the gut, don't they? So I agree with him that it works. It's like, since I've been doing it, I will go at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
That's so good to know. I'll think of you tomorrow morning.
At those times of day.
So you're Spanish, are you not? Is your mother, yeah, your mother's Spanish?
My mother's English from Norfolk and my father's Spanish.
Oh, okay. So did you grow up eating a lot of Spanish food?
Yeah, and Italian, because I've got relatives there as well.
Oh my God, the best of both worlds. A lot of olive oil.
Yeah, and do you know what? I've got the best because my stepdad is Chinese.
Oh, you're my God. Joking.
Yeah.
How fabulous.
So I've
is
got
that?
The three, in my opinion, they're my three favourite cuisines in the world.
Where do you go for Chinese in London?
Queensway. There's what? There's,
yeah. What's it called?
The best ones are up there.
Okay.
So pretty much all of them are brilliant because they're in competition with each other.
Right.
Do you know?
Do you go for dim sum?
Dim sum, I wouldn't go to Queensway. I'd go for roast duck in Queensway.
Ah.
But dim sum, there's one in Greenwich on a roundabout and I can't remember what it's called.
And it's really good.
Yeah, but I think they got shut down recently for health and
safety. Oh, but it was good.
It was delicious with all that mouse meat in it.
Oh. Do you know Chinese people have bought Whiteley's in in Queensway, and they're going to, they've asked to shut down Queensway and make it pedestrianised, which would be nice.
To make it like a Chinese community. Yeah. Well, it's the best. I think it's way better than Chinatown.
Yeah, I think it is too.
And I know because people apparently come from, well, my stepdad said he was talking to somebody and they said that people come from China to eat the roast duck there because the process, the Chinese process is amazing, but the duck that is raised in Britain is the best duck in the world, they reckon.
There you go.
And if you go and have it off the bone, it's amazing. I just have that pork duck and rice. You can have char siu, which is barbecue pork, or you can have crispy pork and duck and rice.
Excuse me, this is the vegan.
I know, for fuck's sake. Honestly.
Jessie, we could have gone out.
I know. We could have gone out, couldn't we? Could have got a bloody Berberine queue or something like that.
Kebab. I shouldn't
we should have
said
got a bloody
anything.
Turkish.
Yeah, tell her what Ed Sheeran said.
What did he say?
Why bother with abs when you can have kebabs? Can you believe that? Every meal he has two. So if he has lasagna, he'll order fish and chips as well.
Gluttony.
Can you cook?
Yeah.
Like, what
I
do you like to
really
cook?
I can really cook. And I once cooked for two high-profile people, and they've both gone around telling everyone that I can't cook because I gave them food poisoning.
So mean. But it was Did not, you?
It was Alan Carr and Adele, and it was years back. But I'm actually a really good cook, and I feel bad.
Did you give them food poisoning?
Yeah.
Did you get it? Maybe it was Noro.
I
you
had
don't
it
know.
As well, but I have to say it was the Tesco's that I went in. It was their lamb. It wasn't me that gave them food poisoning.
Was it delicious?
It was really
That's
delicious.
That's so unfortunate.
But you know what's really bad? She gave her dog some as well, and the dog
got
the shit.
I'm not worried about that. Louie's all right. Oh, man.
But that was ages ago. But actually, I feel, like, bad because I am actually quite a good cook.
Do you cook every night?
Yeah, I cook most days and most nights. And I'm really obsessed by cooking quite nice food for the baby.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
It's like I go gourmet.
Yeah,
but
me
now
too.
She's completely throwing it back in my face.
Really? And it's awful when you graft away on a meal for your child and then you think it's amazing and they're just like...
But then you eat
Please
it.
Please just give me cheese on bread.
No, I know. Baked beans. All she wants is baked beans. Funny, it is funny.
You
though.
Just want them to like everything, don't you?
Yes.
But I find that some days you try one thing and they go, and the next day
they like
love
it.
It's just about trying. It's psychological, yes, it is. Isn't it? It's like trying to figure out how much power do I have, how much control do I have?
Absolutely, and not a lot.
Not much, but am I going to be dictated to or not, sort of thing? And they're just testing boundaries.
It's yeah, she's definitely testing boundaries.
But I do like loaves of, I do like lasagna in little muffin tins, so they're like mini baby size.
Oh, do that,
that's
Jessie.
A good idea.
Look, everything in the muffin tins, fantastic. Cottage pie.
Oh, that's, Jessie, yeah, that's great.
Such a good
that
idea.
That is really good. I don't want to make this too much about like us being mums, but I do feel like it's really lovely to acknowledge and maybe give ourselves a high five that we managed to survive and put records out. In how did we do that? That was a bit weird and mental doing it whilst being pregnant. And
I just kept telling myself, like, you can't be a diva and everyone else goes back to work.
When did you go back to work quite early?
I mean, 5 months.
Yeah, I mean, like, but I bet you were still working before that, kind of on emails and whatnot and thinking. It
bits and bobs. But I feel like the birth was so traumatic and awful and I came so close.
I apologise.
It's all right. My one's premature.
Oh, shit. I didn't realise that.
I had everything. Premature, cesarean.
You poor
20
thing.
Hours of labour.
Oh, babe.
And just had my pile sorted out today.
The piles is the worst thing. Honestly.
They never go either.
I know. I just had them injected with something.
Oh. No one tells you about
You about tearing your fanny. I think I prefer to have my fanny
tear. About your,
and they
about
don't
them.
Tell you that you get piles even if you have a cesarean. No,
that's really unfair.
No, because
that's
she
really
put
unfair.
For 20 push.
Well, it was 20 hours. That's
shit.
Why.
Paloma, you were so unlucky there.
Would it put you off?
No, of course I want to do it again.
Yeah, I know. This is it.
How early was it?
Only a month. But
a month
still...
is terrible. No, you're just on the cusp of it being like really a premature problem.
But my waters broke at 7
Shit.
Months.
What?
And then I kept it in for a month.
It must have been such a worry.
It was called premature rupture of waters. And then I had to go every 48 hours to the hospital for a month.
That's going to really de-stress you.
And then it
you.
Sort of kicked in at 8 months.
Do they know why it happened?
They have no idea.
So it isn't something that might happen again? Because I think
it is.
It
something
is.
Something that could happen again.
So you'd be prepared at least.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
Because once you've had a premature baby, there's a chance you might have another premature.
Like, did you take it easy in your pregnancy? Were you quite like, did you look after yourself?
I don't know what take it easy means because I'm not very good at...
Yeah.
I think I naturally push myself in all areas of my career and life.
I had this conversation with Annie Mack. Annie Mack was very much the person that was like, go have a baby. You're going to find that you're even more driven, you're more focused. Mm. When you had the baby, like, it just kind of puts you in a different... And for me... That has happened. Do you feel like that's happened with you? That you kind of feel like you want to work even harder and it's crazy.
But I also feel as well that I've always been quite driven and quite focused, but I feel like I'm much more like my time's more effective. So because I want to spend time with my baby and not miss things. Mm. When I am like in the studio or in an interview or whatever, I get it all, or a photo shoot, I get everything done really fast. Mm. I'm just like, not, it doesn't take me ages
to
warm up.
You haven't got time to piss about. Yeah, totally.
It's just like, I'm just in it. And then I'm like, can I go early?
How did you find, because you were writing after your baby was born, weren't you? Mm. Like me, I found like that I wrote better songs once my baby was born. Did you feel like kind of you had like a new kind of lease of like
like a different perspective?
I had a different confidence and perspective and kind of different emotions going on, but...
Well, the album that I've written is all about the outside world, and I think that's what happens inevitably when you've had kids, is you start looking at the world around you less about yourself.
Yeah.
So I think that was the main change. Because I've written like quite a, I've tried to write a socially conscious album, but without it, but not in the 1960s sense. I find it quite irritating the way like journalists either sort of criticise me for it not being completely directly political, or criticise me for even writing something socio-political. As if it's like a really new idea that hasn't been happening all through the 50s, 60s and 70s, which is ridiculous. But like, and 80s with the punks. But I sort of purposefully didn't make it directly in your face political, because I don't think we live in a society where that's something that would be listened to. Because I think like our generation is apolitical. So in order to sort of talk about politics, you can't just go straight, not even politics, it's the wrong word, socio-political issues or moral issues that affect community. You can't just go like, I'm going to write a song about homelessness and it not mean multiple things. Otherwise, people will just switch off. Because they're like, don't want to be lectured.
Yeah.
With this album, I sort of was thinking about, from the perspective of being a new mum, I really want to give this child, this new person, a new generation, like a message. And what's the base level of it without getting into politics or without pointing a finger or without sort of making it into something that people may turn off from. And the base level of what I want to teach the new generation is like, just put yourself in someone else's shoes. It's a very basic idea.
No, I understand that. But the thing is, when I was kind of in the 60s, 70s, and I went to university and then I started working, you know, it was nuclear disarmament, women's liberation, fighting for our rights, women's equality, all of this.
It's mad that we're still fighting that, isn't it?
Yeah, and it seems to me that the world has turned upside down again.
And
because
digress.
All the things that you thought you were confident about, it's all reversed.
Yeah.
And you're not confident. But I never thought people would hate people because of this. You know, we thought that we wouldn't hate people because of the colour of their skin or where they came from.
And or now different that's religious beliefs.
Different religious beliefs. It's now all revived again.
Yeah.
And I can't believe we're back at that stage.
I agree with you.
That was there way before, you know, that I fought for.
And then...
For so long. And you're right when you say young people are apathetic and apolitical.
Well, in that era... musicians all spoke about it, and every single
Everybody
one of them
did.
Wrote a song about it, and every single one of
You're
them
right.
spoke about it. And now no one does, and if you do, you've got to sort of disguise it as something that could mean multiple things, which is fine, you know, whatever, it's a new era. But it's sad to me that people go, eye roll, oh, she's on a soapbox. And it's like, no, actually, it needs to happen. And you see sort of like things like that. I really thought it was brave and great that Kesha did what she did at the Grammys and all those other artists stood next to her and did it. And it wasn't about how well she sung or whatever people want to criticise, whether she's gone away and put on weight or whatever, which they do to women anyway. Like, you're not allowed to because you're a woman. But like, irrespective of all that, what she did was incredibly brave, and she made a stand for something that is otherwise brushed under the carpet.
There's been lots of talk about it, but like, and I keep on getting asked it. Do you
Me
think
too.
The Brits should do an acknowledgement of Time's Up?
Yeah, but I also feel like, I don't know about you, but I've never experienced that in my
Me neither.
Career, and I'm not sure if it's a difference culturally between UK and America. But I've never experienced a man in the music industry in the UK say anything inappropriate to me. But I also think that I'm the type of person that would scare people into, like, they wouldn't be able to do it to me because I'm so vocal. So no one in their right mind who's planning on saying something sexually inappropriate to a woman would say it to me, because I'm so like, right, I'm going to tell everyone who just said that. And I think that wouldn't happen. So my experience is that I haven't, but that doesn't mean to say I can categorically say it doesn't go on in this country. But I also, on the flip side, have never met a woman, myself included, in my entire life that hasn't experienced sexual assault or abuse or an inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And that is bad.
Yeah.
So hashtag me too because of that, but not within my industry.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I have been sexually assaulted several times and I've had people say sexist things to me on a day-to-day basis, particularly since I just got my house redecorated and plumbers and electricians.
What's happened?
Baby, right?
Baby's asleep.
Oh, muzzle top. Have another glass.
Phone's going on silent.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, brilliant. I don't know about you, but I'm worried about my baby coming on tour and the setup on the tour bus.
Have you done it yet?
No, I'm about to do it.
But there's nothing on Google. Like, you know, you can go, you know, you can go on Mumsnet and just go like anything. Somebody else has experienced it. There's nothing.
No.
If you put in baby on tour,
no,
zero.
Yeah, you so have to ask people.
When is your tour?
So my tour, I'm going to bring her on the European tour, which is 2 weeks, and then the UK
in
one.
In 2
weeks. It's in a month. But in the UK, I won't take her because I think she could just be with my mum.
Yeah.
She could come to Manchester to see the family, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, I think she doesn't need to be on a tour bus. She could be sleeping in her own bed with my husband. And you know what I mean? So for me, I think it's unnecessary. And then America, we're doing about a month. And, you know, my tour is not, it's not going to be glamorous. I'm sharing a tour bus with the band.
And the baby.
Yeah. I don't think they thought that was going to happen either. No. I've never had a star room before. So a star room, for anybody who's listening, is a kind of a room at the back with a double bed, usually. And it's like a private room on the tour bus. So usually you're just in bunks on top of each other.
That's what you're supposed to have.
Well, no, you should, but like that's when you're earning.
I've had one of those and you can still hear everyone if they're drunk downstairs.
Well, I'm just more scared that they're going to hear the baby.
No, I'm more scared for the baby.
Yeah, scared for the baby. Give them.
Well, then you have to just pick and choose. Who's
darling,
on the
buy
bus.
Earplugs.
Just have people.
So I'm just not
going to
have my crazy
early.
Bass player. Exactly.
Alex is going with them to help with
so
the
my
baby.
Brother's coming on tour with me to help.
Your brother?
Yes, so he's
That's
taking
so
time
lovely.
Off work being a doctor.
I love your whole family.
No, it's brilliant. It's going to be completely dysfunctional and I'm sure
I'm
we'll
going
get
to
it 3 days in. I love this. It was mum was supposed to be the nanny for Coachella and she went, well, no, darling, I'm watching you.
No, only
so the baby's
night.
Coming to Coachella too. Everyone's going to think this sounds very glamorous. It's going to potentially be hell.
Darling, I'll have to come out again to America.
Mum was offering to drive the Winnebago, so
I would,
there is no Winnebago. She said, but darling, why don't we buy a Winnebago and I'll
we
just
could
drive
do.
It.
Well, I'll pay for it.
Okay, so listen, but whilst we talk about tour buses, I feel like we should eat because it's really late.
Yeah, I'm starving
and
drunk.
yeah, sorry. Okay, so
Have you got food, darling?
Are you sure you want courgette or do you want some pasta as
I'll
well?
I'll go for what you made, yeah.
So, look, we're eating now. It's puy lentil bolognese with courgette. Paloma, would you like some Parmesan cheese?
Yes.
Right.
Of course she does. Poor thing.
Starving. I've come to your house.
I know, don't. I've made you work. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
What's your next single?
Till I'm Done. And it's about women who are, the whole song's about women sort of carrying their men. And In the video, I carry a man through the desert and I'm wearing sequins.
How was it very important for me to wear sequins
while carrying. Fair enough.
How hard was that?
What, lifting?
Yeah.
Really difficult. My arms ached the next day. But actually, the director, a man, came up to me afterwards and said, I can't believe you just did that.
Why? What, and I said, carried him?
Yeah, I was like, let me get this straight, Thomas. When I say I can do something, I can do it. Yeah,
good for you. Amen, sister. Good for you. Mum, I'm sorry, I have to say...
What, darling?
Like, I know it's lentils, but it does... It's all right, isn't it?
It's okay.
It's lovely. It's fine.
This is way better than anything I've ever eaten on Sunday brunch.
Jessie, it wasn't bad for vegan bolognese.
I thought you cooked for this. You said your mum cooked.
I know. Yeah, she said, because I said Paloma's vegan, she said, count me out, that's your gig.
And but so I'm not vegan.
I know, but yeah. I didn't want to abuse it.
You said, what are your dietary requirements? I said, I'm eating vegan at the moment.
Yeah, so I wanted to honour that.
But I'm not a vegan.
You said dairy-free vegan.
But no, definitely dairy-free.
Yeah, apart from the cheese that you just had.
Yeah. Parmesan, I don't count.
Oh, man, I should have just called you on the phone. Look, I'm sorry. We will re-invite you back and you will have the meatiest meal with my mother. Just to kind of bring it back to food, the podcast is called Table Manners. What is your worst gripe about other people's table manners? Have you got one?
Like their manners?
Yeah, is there one thing that really like pisses you off about when you're out for dinner with somebody?
No, not really. I'm quite... relax. I do think it's kind of bad when people put ketchup on things that are really nice.
You can never go for dinner with their children then.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what he does?
Yeah. He said ketchup and cucumber can solve...
Is that what he said?
Everything.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
Did you eat as a family when you were growing up?
Yes. So I feel like food's been a massive thing in my life, like... My father was an incredible cook. He's the Spanish one. Mm. Like, I've never tasted cooking as good as his in my entire life.
What was your favourite dish of his? Or one of them?
Well, he's Spanish, so some Spanish things like paella were really good. But he lives in Portugal and he does a lot of really good Portuguese cooking, like bacalhau à brás.
Oh, my gosh.
And stuff like that. But he's really good at, like, making little scotch eggs and stuff. Like,
who makes a scotch egg? I don't know anybody that makes a scotch egg.
Amazing. He's such a good cook, yeah. Right. So that's in my memory. And then my stepdad did a lot of cooking. I think in my memories a lot of men have cooked, not as much as women. Like, all the women I know have been, like, too busy working and just have a, you know, pasty. And a
Did your mum work hard then?
Yeah, my mum was a single parent working woman. And that was like, I guess, where I've learnt my way of living from. Because that's all I've ever seen is like a woman doing everything and sort of muddling through.
Do you think that's why you're maybe going so gourmet on your baby's meals? Just because maybe...
Yeah,
because
I used to like just eat like a packet sausage roll with... bits of cucumber chopped up or tomato sauce on pasta, that was it. And now I'm like, I've got to experiment with all these different meals. But do you know what I think about babies is they just like repetition. So they want to eat the same meal every night and they want to read the same book before bed.
Yes,
and then they want to just go
which book is,
to bed at the same time.
And which it's is like, your doesn't, book, though, I'd like to know.
Do you know what? It's hilarious because I'm good friends with Fern Cotton.
Oh, is it Yoga Baby?
Yeah, and we just read that every single night. And the song that will make my child go to sleep is Laura Mavula, She. And since birth, that's the kind of like immediate hypnosis song.
That's so lovely.
Because it sounds kind of chimey.
Laura's so talented.
And I've texted Fern about the book and I've texted Laura about the song.
That's really nice. My kid likes this bloody one called Goodnight Moon, which literally is the ugliest.
I find that book quite complex.
Really?
I've got that. Goodnight Moon.
The it's cow like, jumped over the moon. Goodnight clocks and goodnight socks.
I do. A, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful.
I don't know
C,
this.
C, you're a cutie full of charm.
Yeah.
Who is this?
D, you're delightful. E, you're exciting. And F, you're a feather in my arms.
Is it like Frank Sinatra or something?
Kind of vibe. G, you're so good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're a something. Da, da, da.
Oh my God, I'm going
to
try that.
It's quite complex. You have to know all the words though.
I've got it in the book form.
Oh, get it. What's your favourite food if you want to indulge?
I'd say my all-time favourite meal would probably be, in my memories, this paella that I ate in Spain that was made on, like, a log fire. Mm. And it was massive, the tray, like, 2 metres by 2 metres. And I've had it stuck in my head. But do you know what? Recently I've been going through this weird thing where I've got these amazing memories of the taste of things from childhood and I seek them out and they're not as good.
Such as?
So, like, mainly chocolate. Because my first word was choc-choc before mama or papa.
Are you a chocoholic?
Yeah.
So choc-choc. So what chocolate have you gone for that wasn't
there
good?
There was this Côte d'Or one that I thought was amazing and I just didn't think it was as good when I tried it.
I've got some Côte d'Or in the... You don't want to try it? It's a,
no, I've
not
tried
a
it recently.
One. Okay, fine.
There was a Spanish one that I just bought back from Spain the other day called Al something, Almendra or something. It's like a Turon company. Right. And I brought it back from Spain thinking it was like, oh, I've got such great memories and it was awful.
If you weren't a pop star, what would you be?
I think I'd like to help people like asylum seekers.
Do you work with any charity?
I do some bits with Oxfam. I've done lots of stuff with them. And help refugees, I've done. Mm. And then I'm working a bit at the moment, because my new website I'm really excited about is... It's my website, palomafaith.com, but it's all dedicated to spreading an epidemic of kindness.
Sweet.
So it's created... I've got it sort of split into 4 sections of worlds you can help with: environment, empathy, kindness, and... can't remember the other one because I've had a glass of wine, but go on it. And each thing links to like ways you can help, and it's not just based on financial, which I think is really bad that everyone thinks that helping to make the world better is financial, because it isn't. Mm. So it's mainly about being actively trying to help.
Yeah.
So I've been working a lot with a friend's charity called Kindly, which is all about kindness. And
so give an example of kind of...
So each section is... You tap into it and then it says 5 ways you can start helping today. For example, the environment says switch the light off when you leave the room, turn the tap off when you're brushing your teeth, try and recycle, reuse containers, like things mm-hmm. like that. Kindness will be like help somebody who looks like they need help in the street, check on a neighbour that lives alone and ask them if they want you to do anything for them. Mm. Or don't just give a homeless person money. Ask them a question. Acknowledge their existence. You know, like that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So that's all what I've dedicated this album and this website to. And I'm trying to do as much as I can.
Well, good for you, man. That's amazing.
I think it's really important because the kind of... metaphor that I use for it is like, if everybody, for example, if we took the UK and then we just isolated London, and we know that 9 million people live in London, and then if we said to 9 million people in London, please can you give 50 pence towards X, Y and Z, we'd make £4.5 million immediately, and 50p's not much. So I was like, okay, so if we took away the money aspect and we asked everybody in the UK to do one nice thing a day to make the world better, then we'd have a better world, even if it wasn't completely cured. it directly translates into like an improvement if every individual is consciously trying to do something.
Hello, I'm going to, you know what, I kind of feel like we should just have what you brought over for for dinner.
Well, it's the little date things that you stuff
but
with peanut butter.
I don't know
butter.
If you do want to try another vegan delight.
Let's do all of it.
All right, fine, perfect. Yeah. Right, Paloma's bought far more appetizing and appealing treats. Like
Ferrero Rocher.
That, what you've brought is definitely not vegan. It's a Turkish, like, honey cake. Sam, kindly, because I'd already tried two vegan desserts that are currently just sitting over there because they nearly got thrown in the bin. They just haven't got thrown in the bin. Sam, did you make this up, Bubba?
So here is Sam's speciality here with medjool dates, peanut butter, or almond butter. So you basically you de-pip the date and then you plonk in your peanut butter, put it in the freezer, Bob's your uncle.
And a bit of desserts, sea salt ahoy. On top.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The sea salt was Jessie's extra added-on flavour, which I didn't think was necessary.
And then you'll end up looking like Sam.
Yeah, he eats loads and
he looks... growing a beard.
Grow a beard and lose your hair. It'd be great. Yeah, you should eat loads of them.
It's like... I think it's like a Mars bar.
I think it's
frozen.
Basically like this. It's like a Ferrero Rocher. It's like a Ferrero
Rocher. Oh, frozen?
Yeah. So don't break your teeth.
Jessie, I can't get my mouth through it.
How good is
it's
that?
It's nice. No, but...
No, it's
not chocolate.
Jessie, is the stone still in the middle?
It's like a Snickers.
It's like a Snickers, thank you.
Why are they so
It's a healthy treat.
Is that what you eat, Sam?
For a healthy treat, it's not bad, right?
Is that what you do a snack on?
Oh, yeah. We're wild.
Actually, it doesn't taste bad.
Thank you.
It's pretty delicious.
Actually, they don't.
You're thinking about having another one. You're thinking about
it. No, do you know what I'm thinking? I'm going to make them.
There. That's what we want.
What did you cook for Ed?
Sausage casserole.
Was that a request?
No. We could have taken requests. But
what
it became
did you cook for Sam?
Turkey meatballs.
Oh, they're
no, she's comparing because she thinks
my
she's
my baby's loves turkey meatballs.
I feel like I've let you down and you're already asking what everybody else had, yeah. Which makes me think that you don't want to be a vegan. Nice is not good enough. That isn't going to make the cookbook. But it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time out of
Thank
being,
you.
I know it's like, and I appreciate you being here.
So I was happy to have the night off.
I just, I'm slightly envious that your child will sleep till 8 o'clock in the morning.
Does yours not?
She will, Jessie.
I love that my mother thinks that she
Excuse me, she slept in our house
when you don't sleep with her.
Poor little sod coughed all night and still slept through the night.
Anyway, listen, Paloma, it's been a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. And next time we will promise to not cook you a vegan dinner.
Have a roast dinner.
Yeah, we'll have a roast. But no, thank you so much. You've been a star.
Thank you.
I thought she was gorgeous.
She was gorgeous.
Really lovely.
She's a really interesting girl.
I loved her hair.
I know.
And her long.
It's hers.
And it's hers.
Yeah.
Look fab.
I think she was a bit pissed off that she got my cooking and a vegan meal at that.
Well,
I'm not going to lie, it pissed me off when she added the parmesan. And I knew she would because would have done some fucking chicken.
I think it was all fine, darling.
I think
it was a bit homely.
Well, you know what?
But
next
it was a
time,
good recipe.
No, next time, why don't you...
What?
Cook the vegan offering. If we get another vegetarian or vegan, then you do it.
Okay, fine.
Game on.
How's things going about Sadiq coming?
Well, I text his right-hand woman and dangled the carrot again, and she said, we're on, we just need to find the right date.
Okay. Because I drove through Tooting and thought about him today. I wonder if we could do afternoon tea for him.
What would you do with afternoon tea?
I've got my three-tiered plate, and I do lovely sandwiches, and I do very nice cakes, little fancies.
Mum's feeling pretty big for her boots after the Sandy Toksvig victory with the Clementine cake.
The one cake, yeah, that I've ever made. But Alex could make them.
Yeah, basically we just need Alex. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, or whatever you fancy on your favourite podcasting app. Perhaps you could try Acast.
Actually, how is our rating?
Star,
we got 5-star on podcast chart, so that's cool. Jessie seems so down to earth and her mum is so sweet. I don't know about these being sweet.
Sweet.
But I'll take that. Should we see some of the rude ones? Oh, undeserving of top spot. Please create more interesting content. You know what? Fuck you.
Okay, someone's written good. Crazy Dog Milo. Don't know who you are, mate. But you've put good, but then given us a 1-star. That makes no sense. My first review. Oh, brilliant. Perfect. Will be short and sweet. Nice, chatty, easy listening. Funny in places. Informative. My only criticism would be no need to swear. Oh, God.
In front of your mum.
And use
mom.
Such foul yeah. language, especially in front of your mum. I know it's modern language and this is now acceptable. Personally, I don't think you need to do this as it cheapens your great conversation. Wow.
It's
you
true.
Know what, though? Like,
Jessie,
fair
you
enough.
Swear all the time.
But you've given us really nice... A nice review, and you've given me 1-star. Is my swearing that bad that I have knocked off 4
Jamie
stars?
Jamie O. Over
the done a bit insincere. Didn't learn anything from the guest
well,
either.
Not insincere.
Sam Smith didn't know where Mexico was. He thought it was in Europe. What are you talking about? That's brilliant.
Jessie, you've got to take them on the chin.
Striking a balance, not for me. Uninspiring and uneventful.
Jessie, I love you. You're down to earth and such a beautiful artist, mum and wife. How does he know that? Love, Bonnie. I saw you at All Saints. Where was
I remember you, Bonnie, and I love you too. And,
where was All Saints,
thank you for that
darling?
5-star. It was a gig. Anyway, so maybe I'll start asking on stage for a 5-star. In my tour, I could start.
No, Jessie, you can't do that. That's not right.
Why not?
And stop swearing, they're right. Just try harder.
I will. The music on the show was created by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. Thanks, guys. Table Manners was produced by Cup and Nuzzle. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.